Welcome to podcast recorded live at the Center for Spiritual Living in Portland, Oregon. We have many resources available for our online audience on our website at csoportland.org. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its video podcast, you can donate online at csoportland.org. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are on your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living. For more information, visit csoportland.org.
And today's message is going to be by licensed practitioner and lead practitioner, Catherine Richer, entitled, Does Luck Run Out?
Thank you for the honor of the invitation to speak with you today. It's a joy for me to be here. Thank you. The question for today, does luck run out? So many of us know what it's like to have our hearts set on something, to affirm our intentions, and even experience what we envisioned come to life, only to find ourselves in a place very different from any of that. In moments like this, it can be natural to question ourselves, our community, our path, our faith. So today I'd like to explore luck from the cosmic level to the personal level and a few places in between. And I'd like to wonder with you what might support us when luck seems to have gone quiet. So when we say luck, do we mean random chance? Good fortune? Just happened? Or, as Reverend Michael Beckwith suggests, could luck be an acronym for living under cosmic knowledge? Ooh, living under cosmic knowledge. And what is this knowledge? It's the knowledge of the vibratory nature of the universe. Living under this knowledge of the vibratory nature of the universe. So in science of mind, we do understand the universe as energy, as vibrational. Everything carries a vibration. Everything. A quality of energy. And that includes us. Our thoughts, our beliefs, our feelings, our words, our actions all participate in that field. And through the creative process, which is the science of mind symbol, like meets like. Thoughts become things. What we outpicture, what we inpicture, is outpictured. And we experience this through the conditions of our lives, the circumstances of our lives. So cosmic knowledge may be this growing awareness that we are always in relationship with that creative field, whether we are conscious of it or not. The creative process is at work everywhere, at the cosmic level, at the human level, and in the intimate spaces of our own lives. Hinduism calls this lila, divine play at the cosmic level, which is everything everywhere. So let's look at the creative process in the cosmos. So we know, science of mind, everything is an expression of that one mind coming into being, including stars. And believe it or not, our sun is kind of a small star in the scale of the universe. And when it reaches the end of life, it will become a white dwarf, basically collapses in upon itself
and becomes a white dwarf. There's also black dwarfs, which I find fascinating. They're stars that actually have lost all of their energy. But what is concentrated at their core is made of carbon and is a diamond that is the size of a planet. How beautiful. Now, when the most massive of stars reach the end of their life cycle, they explode in a supernova. And in a sense, they die to the form they once were. And their contents are released into space as gas and dust spanning gazillions of light years. That's my word for I cannot even begin to describe the vastness of that many zeros behind six. And these are called nebula. Nebula. They're basically star-making factories, potentially. So in that fertile field of space, under the right conditions, something new can begin. Matter gathers, form emerges, and new stars are born. New galaxies are created from the explosion of the sun into the supernova and continuously evolve, as galaxies do. It's happening all the time. Change is not a mistake in the cosmos. It is part of how life moves. It is divine creative play. Lila. So in our own sparkling Milky Way galaxy, stars are constantly being born and dying. And if you ever look at the constellation Orion, you're looking at a star birthing place. You can see that with your naked eye. And supernovae happen on a vast scale across the universe, all the time. So even in the heavens, endings and beginnings are part of an ongoing movement. And of course, this pattern is not only cosmic, right? As above, so below. Although there's no above and so below, it's all everywhere. But anyway, the pattern is not only cosmic. We see it in human systems too. In institutions, in relationships, and seasons of life that suddenly or gradually change form. And many of us have felt it here in our beloved community. So one difference, perhaps, between these cosmic supernova and human supernova of our systems is that we as humans cannot influence a cosmic supernova. As far as I can tell, I cannot influence if and how and when a sun is going to reach its next stage of devolution, if you will, or evolution, if you will. It's all evolving, however. I can't influence that. But in human systems, the consciousness we bring, our full presence, our full attentive awareness, our energy, our good vibration, Beach Boys, right? Good vibration, may shape what is possible next. And this is our potential influence. So 2 years ago, almost to this day, I gave a Sunday talk celebrating the power of luck in manifesting our new minister, Reverend Bridget McCann. And as of today, it has been 2 months since her resignation. For many of us, this may have felt like a kind of supernova. The ending of a form, the loss of a hoped-for story, the sudden shift from what was familiar into something less clear. And in that kind of nebulous space, that haziness, the uncertainty, the not yet knowing, there is still fertile ground. There is still possibility. Perhaps this is one of those moments when we are invited to notice what vibrations we are planting in consciousness now, in that fertile field, both as individuals and as a community, hear world situations, life situations, any situation. This is a moment. So let's take a look at both of these, individually and collectively. So all of the stars and planets actually carry a vibrational frequency based on their composition. Did you know this? And there's actually people that have been able to figure out how to turn that into a sound. You can hear the sound Jupiter makes, or Mars. Suns constantly have vibrations within them. They ring like bells. So there's literally a constant celestial symphony playing, literally. And we each also carry a unique vibration. Ernest Holmes speaks of our mental atmosphere. It's our inner climate that is shaped by our thoughts and beliefs and memories and experiences and our mental and emotional bodies. And when life changes suddenly, many of us can feel that atmospheric shift. Shift happens. Thank you. We might feel unsettled, contracted, or tender. We might feel optimistic, numb, or reactive, and maybe all of it in the same week, maybe even in a single day. So one way of meeting these moments may be through a gentle self-honesty, through questions like, what feels most present in me now? What kind of vibration am I carrying? What atmosphere am I carrying? It's like astronauts carry their own atmosphere for survival. What am I carrying? Maybe we ask, what stories am I telling myself? Which ones bring clarity, and which ones increase suffering? We might ask, what might I be projecting outward that is still asking for compassion within me? I remember I grew up in the Episcopal Church, and we had a bishop, and he would say, you know, whenever you're pointing your finger, you got four fingers pointing back at you. It's like, oh, well, that's an interesting way to look at it. So outward projection, am I doing this? And how can I be compassionate to those places in me that I'm not quite so comfortable with? Can I remember that most situations are more complex than they appear, and that there may be more here than I can currently see? And what, if anything, feels like mine to do? What is mine to do? So has this been easy for me? Not especially. My own recent journey has included shock, disbelief, grief, disappointment, disillusionment. It has included a chosen detachment while still loving deeply. I've felt the swings from confusion to clarity, agitation to calm. Even my body joined through low back pain. Yes. And what has supported me has been daily meditation, movement, immersing myself in nature. Nature is my redeemer, my nourishment, and affirmative prayer. And when I speak of affirmative prayer, I'm not talking about denying what's happening. I'm not trying to deny things away through affirmations, but to bolster my inner resilience and ability to meet those places. I've made room for my feelings to move through rather than pretending they weren't there. Man, we had an old camp song. So high, you can't get over it. So low, you can't get under it. So wide, you can't get around it. You got to go through the door. I've tried to notice my own behavior and my motives with kindness. And I've strived to become more of an observer of the stories in my mind and return again and again to the questions, what is mine to do? And what seeds, what vibrations am I planting in consciousness, knowing that the creative process always responds? So this remains an ongoing practice. Yeah? And I want to say this clearly. It is brave to keep showing up in a story that looks very different than the one you thought you were living. Very brave. So let's shift to the collective level, the shared vibrational field between us, and what seeds we are planting. Those of us who have enough support, stability, and spiritual grounding may be especially called to bring steadiness and care and integrity to this moment in time, to all of the moments within any supernova that we are experiencing. And I believe this includes everyone here. The Science of Mind monthly magazine always has a page near the beginning titled, What We Believe. The first, in brief, is, we believe in God, the living spirit almighty, one. There is no separate other. We belong to one life. We come from the same great mystery, from the sun that was sung for us just now. We share cosmic ancestry. We share the same human vulnerability, the same need for dignity, the same longing to be seen with some measure of understanding, the same longing for peace, for love. Ernest Holmes wrote, "And what is the spirit of truth other than that we live in conscious unity with good and do harm to no one?" For me, that speaks directly to harmony, responsibility, and oneness. Principles we live by. So perhaps this is a moment to remember who we want to be with one another. To make room for compassion, even when we do not fully understand someone else's choices or perspectives. To speak about one another as if the person we're right here beside us. To bring curiosity before judgment and care before certainty. To remember we can be mirrors, teachers, guides to one another. And in this shared consciousness, our decisions and actions may more easily serve the highest good of the community. We are living in a quickly changing world, and spiritual community does not remove us from that. But it may invite us into a deeper level of awareness, one rooted in integrity, mutual respect, tenderness, and care with our words. And from that place, shared spiritual growth becomes more possible. And perhaps a more harmonious order can begin to emerge from the nebula. So, does luck run out? What do you think now? I don't believe it does. Not if we understand it as living under cosmic knowledge. That we are always participating in a vibrational universe and a creative process that is always moving, always responding, even here. Every sincere step of discernment, every prayer, every honest conversation, every act of care becomes part of that field. And what each of us brings matters. Because individual consciousness contributes to collective consciousness. as we continue this journey, may we remember a few simple things. Change is real. Life is still moving, and we are not outside of the creative process. What has changed form is not necessarily gone. Something new may still be emerging. The universe is not absent here. And perhaps luck has not run out at all. Perhaps it is inviting us to listen more deeply, love more steadily, and trust that the next form of good is still unfolding. I'd like to invite our practitioners to stand with me in consciousness of prayer, and ministers in the room as well as serving virtually, as we take a moment to steep in this, to ponder this, to allow it to sink deeply into the marrow of our hearts. And I invite you, if it feels comfortable, to place your hand on your heart. In such gratitude for this life, the gift of life, the precious gift of life, for living in this oneness, this one that is all the power and all the presence and all of the wisdom and the intelligence, the power that sings through the birds, dances through the waves, bursts the suns into supernova. That presence that is never an absence, for it is the presence of life, that energy that is indestructible. It simply changes form. It is that wisdom, that infinite intelligence, the perfect pattern back of all of life and every heartbeat. It is from this one that everything is an emanation, is a precious embodiment of life. Everything that we can see and everything that is unseeable, from the tiniest known particles to the furthest reaches of the furthest galaxies, everything in between, everything is a perfect expression of that. And I know that that is true for me. I know that I am an individualized embodiment of this one life. And as this is the truth of me, I know with every fiber of my being, it is the truth of everyone within the sound of my voice. Everyone is on purpose here. Everyone is a divine embodiment, a star wrapped in skin, here by divine appointment, called forth by name. So loved. This is who we are, and this is whose we are. We belong to the universe as beloved children of it. And so I speak my word for and about everyone, calling forth that knowing in their hearts so deeply that this is the truth of who they are, and in knowing how deeply they are loved, that they love that deeply, knowing how beautiful they are, that they see beauty everywhere and in everyone, knowing that that same wisdom that places planets in perfect orbit around suns is the divine order of their life as they integrate their own vibratory field with that infinite field of potential possibility. And when that happens, that infinite potential possibility transforms into more than they had imagined, more than we had even imagined. We are the soil, we are the seed, we are the mind, because we are in all of this as it. We plant it consciously. We till our soil with love, and more beauty emerges. We evolve. So grateful to know this is true, that living under cosmic knowledge is the truth of who we are. And as we do so, it reveals. And in gratefulness, I release this word, which is creative power, this vibration, this prayer, into the cosmic womb of infinite potential and possibility, the place of unconditional love that always says, yes, my beloved, and you are my beloved. It is my joy to give that unto you, which is your heart's desire, for yours and mine. are one. I let this be. We let it be together by saying, and so it is. So it is. Thank you. Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you happen to be in the Portland, Oregon area, we'd love to have you visit in person. The Portland Center for Spiritual Living is located at 6211 Northeast Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Our inspirational service is at 11 a.m. every Sunday. We also have many programs, classes, and workshops developed just for our online audience. To find out more, go to our website at cslportland.org and look under the online tab. We have a variety of content dedicated specifically for our podcast listeners. Our mission is to open hearts, ignite minds, and make a difference. If you'd like to support our center and its podcast, you can donate online at cslportland.org/donate. Our website is also the place to learn more about what's going on at the center or to contact us. Allow us to become part of your extended spiritual community. Wherever you are in your spiritual journey, you are most welcome at the Center for Spiritual Living.